Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. It takes more than a wish to catch a fish. You take the hook, you add the bait, you concentrate, and then you wait, you wait, you wait. A few lines from To Catch a Fish by poet Eloise Greenfield. A local group of very patient fishermen is working hard to cultivate a love of fishing for present and future generations. Milton Price is vice president and treasurer of the Pasadena Sport Fishing Group, founded in 1991. Milton, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is sport fishing?
Sport fishing is basically the love of fishing and knowing how to do it the right way.
The Pasadena Sport Fishing Group has been around almost three decades. How many members do you have?
We have a hardcore group of about 30 board members. And just for showing up at the meeting, you're an instant member. The membership pays no dues. The membership is large, that is. And
What kind of activities does the group organize?
The activities that we do have are we have a 50-50, a guest speaker, raffles and door prizes, and that is free for anyone that comes to the meetings on the second Monday of every month. And we also host two kids' fishing derbies and are also in the process of getting involved with the Wounded Warriors and disabled children to provide them derbies as well.
A lot of activities. What kind of speakers do you have?
Well, they're generally related with the fishing in the local area, whether it be rock fishing or some other sort of fishing, and both freshwater and saltwater fishing. The guest speakers that come and speak to the group at large, give them all the where-tos, the how-tos, and to get them on their way and offer their advice and give up all the tips and little nuggets you need to be successful.
Some people might think of fishing as a solitary sport. What do you get out of coming together as a group?
Well, the sharing of information, because that's very valuable in the fishing world. Fish don't always cooperate, and by seeing how others do it and are successful, we share the information, put it out to the group at large, and see that everyone has the same luck that we have. So that being said, meeting other fishermen and talking with them is a big part of it, because without the knowledge that we can impart on one another, you're left to do it, find out on your own, which a lot of times isn't the most successful way to do things.
One of those activities you mentioned was two kids fishing derbies. I know one of the central missions of the group is to promote a passion for fishing among younger generations. How do you go about doing that?
Well, we started off by getting the children involved with the fishing group in particular, and we did that by having fishing derbies for them. And
what is a fishing derby?
A fishing derby is an event where the kids register to come to the event, and during that fishing derby, the group members show the kids how to fish, where to fish, show them patience, and do a lot of schooling on what they need to do to be successful.
So it's a kind of race? It's a competition?
Well, there's also a competition, but that's not the main point. The main point of it is getting the kids interested in fishing and showing them how to. But along with that, there is a fishing derby, and where the biggest, the largest, and the most all win prizes. And in addition to that, our group also gives everyone involved a prize, so everyone comes out a winner.
What kind of prizes?
Well, normally rods, reels, tackle boxes, and, you know, that sort of thing. And during that event, we also feed the children, the parents, and get them all involved. Make it a very family-friendly event.
What do kids learn from fishing?
Patience, conservation, and getting along with the fellow angler who's also in it to do the same thing, you know, to be successful and catch fish and learn from one another.
How did you fall for fishing?
Well, as a kid, my parents both worked, and so our getaway on the weekends was my father would take us fishing, and not only that, provided for a good Friday dinner, and that's how we got involved with it, and through meeting other folks fishing and whatnot, developed a brotherhood and friendship with all those that do that, and that's what kept me going strong and willing to show the next generation what they need to do to be successful.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Milton Price of the Pasadena Sport Fishing Group, a nonprofit focused on building camaraderie among fishermen and passing on fishing skills to young people. This weekend is the 27th annual Pasadena Sport Fishing Expo to be held at the Early Heights Volunteer Fire Company in Severna Park. What can people do and see at the expo?
Well, first off, you're going to find a very large crowd. Normally, you know, there's an excess of 2,000 people show up to this expo.
And wow.
What you will see there is every kind of piece of fishing gear imaginable, and a big want list for anybody that enjoys fishing. There you will find 190-plus tables full of discounted rods, reels, and line, and there'll be charter captains that will schedule trips to take folks out fishing. There's a professional knife sharpener, different fishing clubs. Anything involved with fishing, you will find at this show, and at a drastically reduced rate than you would if you went to any of the big box stores in the area or whatnot, because these guys can come in here and they offer you a better deal because they don't have a lot of overhead. And along with that, they offer, the firehouse gets in on the mix by offering a dynamite lunch, dinner, whatever you're interested in, breakfast, at a reasonable rate. And entry into the show is only $5, and 12 and under are free. One thing that our founder brought up, George Bench and his wife Ellie Bench, for years and years, on every one of the flyers we sent out for this fishing expo, you used to have a quote on there from him, which used to say, "This show is similar to a kid in a candy store for fishermen."
Wow, it sounds like a fun weekend. Officials from Maryland's Department of Natural Resources will be there, right?
Yes, they will, and they'll there to answer any questions within reference to fishing licenses, different trout stocking schedules and whatnot, to get the people involved. And you can also gain a lot from those folks by they're passing out of pamphlets and any other things they may have.
Does everyone need a license to fish?
In Maryland, you need a license in freshwater and saltwater. And however, those under 16 are not required to have a license.
Young fishermen don't need a license, but anyone over 16 does. What are the most common fish that people in our region catch?
Well, there's two types of fish. You've got freshwater and saltwater in this area, and primarily the targeted fish in this area for saltwater is the rockfish, and it's the state fish. And you have two different kinds of perches, yellow perch and white perch, which are in every one of our rivers in the state. And also, you know, you have the summer species as the weather gets warmer, you know, your spot, your sea trout, and other fish that migrate up the bay. And for freshwater, you know, it's bass, crappie, trout, and your perches again, and some other sort of fish. And we have a lot of opportunities in this state through the lakes and reservoirs and the bay as well, and ocean.
What advice do you give a first-time fisherman? I imagine you're asked all the time. What advice do you give?
Well, first off, patience is foremost. They call it fishing for a reason, because otherwise they'd be calling it catching. So you've got to have a lot of patience, and dependent upon where you're at and what you're using and the tackle you have available to you, you know, all plays into whether or not you will be successful. But the biggest part is patience, and secondly, know-how, and that's something that we try to show everybody in our kids' fishing derbies and our meetings and all that, the how-tos and the where-tos to make one successful.
What does a fisherman need to get started?
Well, basically, you need a rod and a reel, and based on the type of fish that you may catch, the type of rod and reel will vary. For your rockfish and such, you need a little bit heavier equipment, but as for most of the fish here, just a little regular spinning rod and reel, a tackle box with hooks and sinkers and lures, and generally do the trick, and being familiar with the area that you're fishing in so you can have the equipment that you need is valuable to know.
Well, on that point, the area, are you willing to share some of your favorite places to go fishing?
Well, it depends on what kind of fish you're interested in. If you're interested in catching rockfish, you're basically not your average shore fisherman. You're going to be in a boat, and you're going to be trolling or on a charter trip or whatever. And that's where you catch majority of your rockfish, especially in the spring season, which they call the trophy season. That's when the big fish come up the bay to spawn. And you'll see a lot of interest with that. However, I'm your backyard fisherman. I like fishing in the rivers and the lakes and the streams, and because I like panfish. You know, they're a lot of fun, easy to catch. There's a lot of them, and you don't lose interest real quick because you have such a wide range of fish that you can catch very easily and just about anywhere.
I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Milton Price is Vice President and Treasurer of the nonprofit The Pasadena Sport Fishing Group. At the On the Record page at WIPR, we have a link to the group's webpage, as well as information about the 27th Annual Fishing Expo tomorrow and Sunday at the Early Heights Volunteer Fire Company in Severna Park. Quick break here on The Record. I'm Sheila Cast. When we're back, a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!